Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from almost my hometown. I'm in Kansas City, Kansas, but right now I'm in St. Joe doing a convention, a great convention. A lot of great people here. Of course, it's the Midwest, and I know them and I love them well. So hope you're having a great day. I want to thank all of you that have purchased my daughter's book and loved it and made comments and everything on Amazon on our behalf. As you know, I think the book is selling right now at a little over $16, and in exchange for that, if you send me proof of purchase, I am happy to send you the $147 little child experience, or if you already have that, something else of your choosing. That does not include private sessions. Any product, and there's a lot of it on imdwallace.com. Anyway, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This book is helping lots and lots of people. I just read a posting by a psychologist or psychiatrist or some professional on there that recommended that everybody buy this book to understand relationships and self-love. So I'm very proud that in her own way, my daughter is passing on the torch here. And thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for supporting us and her and the world in this venture. I want to invite you to our next webinar, which is exploring the opening of our brain into all possibilities, and you'll understand even more again today why this is so important. So every day, every Sunday or Saturday night, I go, okay, what is my community need to know, are yearning to know, what information will open them up to even greater expansion in creation. And I was surprised this morning when it took me to the integration of the whole brain. Now, we've talked about that on and off. It's on the first page of the sheets. We've talked about it on and off for couple of years now, that when, you know what integration means, it means the coming together into the whole, to put something together like puzzle pieces so that there is a whole picture there, a whole energy working together. And they have been working with us for a couple of years on integrating our whole brain around what we want to create. Because if there's part of our brain that's going, nah, I don't think it's too safe to be here, then it's going to be a lot harder to get that part of the brain to play with the rest of the brain that really knows it wants it, right? So when I started breaking down the work around what we needed to do today around integration of the old brain, they took me to all frequencies off balance anywhere. And underneath that heading, look at the surprise on my face, was the belief in all possibilities. So, in other words, the frequencies that are off balance right now within us, that's keeping us from integrating our whole brain around what we want, is that we don't believe or we doubt in the possibility of all possibilities. And then they went on to say that if we don't believe in all possibilities, that creates the breeding ground for, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. The core belief, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Because, obviously, if we don't think it's possible, we're not going to ask for it. And if we don't ask for it, then we don't ask for it because we say, well, I don't know what I want. But subconsciously, the complete statement is, I don't know what I want and I give up trying because I don't think it's possible, right? So that's the biggest thing right now that's limiting this integration of the whole brain. I didn't think we, when I started looking into this work this morning, was going to have anything to do with all possibilities. And when they explain it like this, it's absolutely, you get it. You can't go as far as you can go if you don't think it's possible to get there. You're not even going to start. All right? So we're coming together, and you know you can't just listen to me. You know that you have to do your own work, your own direction of your own energy. So I am directing me to be open and allowing and knowing that all possibilities are available to me now. I access them, I allow them, I create with them, and I expand into that knowing consistently and forever. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I have ordered this. I ask all energy, which means I demand all energy partner with me in the creation of this. And I am grateful and in gratitude for this partnership that it's done. And so it is. Okay, I can go to the calls. I'm happy we get to start in on the calls a little earlier today. All right, Miss Lynn, we're going to start with you. You're on. Hi, baby.
Hi. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I think, well, I've been doing a lot of work around all possibilities and partnering, asking the universe and all the energy to partner with me. And I think that was the last part that we just did.
I get a yes on that. Woohoo!
Yay! Well,
yay.
I had to talk to you this morning about something. Is there anything else that the channel
yes.
wants
to... Dear God, Lynn, yes, we're going to relationships. Okay, so what? Look at our surprise, right? When I say that you think... Is it what you want? No. Need is the highest word. You don't believe that what you need in relationships is possible. And it's one thing. What is it?
Well, what popped in my head was love, which is, I don't know why, but.
Yep.
Is that the highest?
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Okay. And now I'm going to your dad. So what does that have to do? Did you not think it was possible for your dad to love you?
Well, he was kind of always super critical of everything that I looked like from very young. Like, could tell if I gained any weight. Like, oh, your face looks fuller at 12, you know? And I just always felt kind of...
Judged
and kind of objectified in a weird way. I don't know.
Yep. And you don't believe that someone can love you without doing that. Now,
I'm getting a big yes on my pendulum.
Yep. Okay. So you have to open yourself to the possibility that men can love you unconditionally. Do you understand?
Wow. Yes. I understand. I'm just a huge yes. Yes, that's it.
That they accept you, they honor you, they appreciate you physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, every way, unconditionally, Lynn. That's possible. And we know it is.
Yes.
Because I've got one.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, Lanny loves me and accepts me unconditionally.
So beautiful. Now, is that across the board in all relationships?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, I get a big yes.
As you do
great.
Anything, you do everything. So this is a big jumping off point for you, Lynn.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to the webinar so much.
Thank you. Yeah, me too, because I had when they told me to do this webinar, I went, really? That's what I should do the next one on? But the more information they give us, the more it makes sense, because if we're expanding and wanting to go as far as we can in this creation process, how can we do it if we don't think it's possible? Makes so much sense to me. So, you know me, I have total trust in my channel. So I go where they lead me, and it's opening up. I am experiencing things on a daily basis now where I can feel me pull back from the possibility. Right?
Oh, yeah. Me too. And, totally.
Yeah, and I'm really on top of it. And now, also, guys, I want to tell you, I did an amazing reading with Jill Dane and John Edward in the past two or three weeks. And pretty much both of them are saying, you know, big times here again. Everything's open for you, you know, if you seize it. If you seize it. And because, for example, I got an inquiry from London to do Skating with the Stars. And my first reaction was, oh, my God, I don't know if I could do that. Now, do you see how that thought kills all the possibility of doing it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So I caught myself, and I went, BS, Deanna. You don't know that. Get back on an ice rink. See what they need you to do. Because John Edwards' words to me were, you've got to keep stepping out on faith and daring yourself again to do what's scary, Dee. Get out of your comfort zone and do what makes you afraid and conquer it, and that's where the opportunity is. You can't do that if you don't think it's possible, right?
That's the first step, yes.
You bet. You bet. So anyway, sharing all that with you, and my great gratitude to John Edward to come in. And for those of you that have lost anybody, thanks, Lynn. I'll let you get off. Thank you, baby. That have lost anybody recently or at any time, I just want you to know I spoke to my younger brother. You know, he committed suicide a couple of months ago. My mother was waiting for him. And he said, you know, she wasn't really happy about how I did it, but you know, Mom, unconditional love, and heaven just took him in right away. And he said, who are all these dogs? There's dogs everywhere. Well, my brother was crazy about dogs. His dogs were so important to him. And he said, yeah, all his dogs are there and they're playing and surrounding him with love. And so just know, guys, just know that your loved ones are there. They're a thought away. Talk to them. But they're all taken care of. Everybody's up there to get me. John said, good God, you have, there's a lot of people up there. I went, yeah. Yeah, most of my guys are over there for sure, looking after me. So take peacefulness in that, everybody, please. All right, I believe this is Deanna in South Florida. Hi, baby.
Hello, Deanna.
How are you, darling?
Well, I'm reading your book. I'm about page 31.
Yes.
And I love it. The Road That Takes You Back to Oz. Which is, it is Kansas still. You know, you're not in Kansas anymore. Yes, you are. And you
yeah.
are right now.
Well, you know, I said to somebody at one of the tables, one of the people that came up, I said, you know, you can take the girl out of Kansas, but you ain't ever going to take the Kansas out of this girl. And I like that.
I loved it when you met in Hollywood. The people that knew your mom, I just felt so close, and I'm so grateful that I got to meet you. And if I believe in all possibilities, I want to meet Steven Spielberg. I got to believe I can.
Well, you put it out there. He actually, you know, does stop and meet people at some of the events that he attends. So, you know, put it out there and then go, how can I? How can
He's
I?
He's not a Sagittarius. So Sagittarius are daring.
Yep.
I don't know what my question is today, but I know that it's been like you told me I was ascending. And is it going to be very long because before I have elevated myself? Because it's been
okay,
so long
this
that
is,
I've been down there.
This is a great question. I want you to know you already are. Guys, if you keep saying I am not ascended, I am not there, then you are not going to experience that place in your beingness where you are. We were there the minute we were born. We are God energy. But we are here to learn that energy takes direction. And if we keep saying I'm not, all we can experience is that lack. I hope you are all playing around with whenever you've lost something, saying, I know where it is, and then seeing how you go right to it. It's crazy, but it's a great way to practice saying what you want as if it already is in existence, and then the brain and the subconscious and all energy can guide you toward that. Okay, Deanna?
I have a thought I want to share with you. You know when you say I'm not, I just pictured it with a K before the not. It's like you are not. So.
Well, absolutely. It if you define yourself as not ascended, that's going to tie you in a knot and eliminate all possibilities for experiencing ascension. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it was a great visual. And what you just did was you channeled that.
I love you.
Well, I want you to really start owning your power, guys, and defining yourself. I'm there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the God of me. That was created in the image of all thought and all possibility. And here I go. Just watch me. Everything's possible. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you. God bless.
Yes, you too, sweetheart. All right, we're going to Maureen in Los Angeles. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Dee. Hi,
how
are
you? I'm
good.
Fab.
Okay, my question is one of, I do my I ams, and I'm actually like a writer.
Okay, stop.
Job.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop a minute. Because
okay.
when You said, I do my IMs, the pendulum went right to no. So hold on. We both want the I's answer. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? All right. So that means that you believe you're doing them, and there's something falling out that we need to get clarity on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Heaven Can Wait. I know, I'm laughing at it too. Right.
Okay, well, that's pretty in line with what we were just talking about with Deanna. Okay. Heaven can't wait because heaven's here. Guys, if you keep trying to get there, you are directing yourself not to experience that you are there. Tell me you understand this.
I do.
Marine?
I'm slow.
Okay.
To. Yes. Yeah. And it's one
okay.
of my questions. My question is about procrastination. So it makes total sense.
Yes, it does. So let me just wrap this part of it up for you, because if you're saying your I am statements, like I am the way, the truth, and the life, to get there eventually, that's where you're falling out in your I am statement.
Yeah.
Right now, in this moment, right now, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am divine love. Right now, in this moment, it's already done. Okay? That's what you want to tweak when you're doing your IMs. Okay, now, procrastination. Wait, I got to make a note of this for the webinar. Procrastination. Because they're saying, if you don't believe in all possibilities, you will keep putting off what you want to do. Because, let's go back to the first of the show, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. So, I'm going to procrastinate. I don't know, do I really want to do this? I don't know, can I really do this? I don't know, do I know enough to do this? I don't know, do I have enough energy to do this? Is this starting to sound familiar to you?
It sure is.
Okay. So... I am, in this moment right now, creating everything that I want by taking action on everything I want right now and consistently. I am divine love. That's the way it is. All energy come in and partner with me, and I'm in gratitude, and I thank you. Got it?
Got it. It's perfect. Thank you very much.
You bet, baby. Thank you for calling in with that. That was a good one. Oh, I love it when they start tying all this stuff together and you guys help. I love it. I love it. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Okay, so I am aligned with all possibilities in relationships, and I want to know if the channel has anything for me on that.
I get a yes on that. The only thing that they would like you to tweak a little bit is, oh, I see. Okay. So the word they gave me was impatience, but
okay.
how that works into this is, you get impatient. And you go, well, see, it isn't here yet, it isn't here yet, it isn't here yet. And then that's where your focus starts to go.
Ah.
Instead of holding your focus on it's here, it's done, it's consistent, I feel into. I mean, do you spend time really getting off on being with your perfect mate?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I could do more, or I could notice when I'm in that other place.
Well, and again, the biggest thing they want you to bring into alignment we've got a theme going here, guys, as usual, that you're looking for it in the future.
Oh.
As soon as you ask, it is delivered to you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's like, you know, they gave me such a brilliant thing to do. I'm going to try and recreate it when I do the speech for Jennifer McQueen in Oceanside. But in the middle of my speech, they had me do an acting thing where they gave me a scenario, and I had to jump right into it. And the point was, you see, if I had stopped to think about it, I would have felt foolish. I would have gone, why the hell am I doing that in a spiritual speech that I'm doing? Why am I acting? This doesn't make any sense, right? But I don't question. I just follow what I'm given. And the point was, if you think about it too much, you don't do it in the moment, because your mind comes up with reasons that it doesn't make sense, or you'd make an asshole out of yourself, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't think about it, guys. I don't want you to think. I just want you to create. Do you understand the difference, Emily?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You sure? Everybody, just create. As soon as you... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just got it in this moment right now.
Yep, you did. Woohoo!
Yep.
And you helped
Woo-hoo!
A lot of other people get it, too. Thank you, darling.
God, thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
I love you.
I love you, too. Okay, we're going to balance everything so far. We are the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. It's done. Iris. What's up? Are you doing it? I get a no. What the hell, Iris? Come on.
Hey, no, that's super helpful. I have been wondering why I've been feeling, I know blocked is not the right word, but I've
frustrated is the word they keep giving me. That you get frustrated. Okay, and it definitely has to do with you aren't open to all the possibilities. So there's two things they want to give you. We're going to a core belief first. Hang on, this page here, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. You are supposed to be creating everything you want, Iris. That's why we're here. We're here to learn that we were part of creating the world in 7 days. We're here to learn we have the power to create what we want. That's what we're here to learn. Unfortunately, making a planet where everybody has choice, you know, a long time ago, the people in power, well, okay, they're correcting me. We didn't know we were the ones that had the power, all of us. And so we gave the power to the kings and the popes and the churches and the religions and everybody so that we wouldn't have to accept that responsibility. And in that moment, the tide of man's creative ability turned significantly because we limited ourselves. So they want you to get back to your power, Iris.
Mm-hmm.
So speak to that. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah. Well, what I... Oh, sorry. I'm feeling a lot of emotion coming up. Why I called is... I'm not sure what I need to do to just, I'll spit it out, just to make the bully at work stop attacking me.
Well, okay, the first thing is take your attention off him. You've made him your God.
Your God.
You've made him your God to conquer. okay?
I know, but I'm just sitting there, and they just come at me, like, out of nowhere, come at me when I'm, like, minding my own business. It's not like I'm –
No, that's not true. If energy is coming at you, it's to mirror something that's going on with you. So they want you to really practice sending love to the bully.
Okay.
To see him or her as their authentic self. And to really focus on, I am honored, I'm respected, and I'm loved. Now and consistently and forever. Because that's what they're bringing toward you to heal, is the belief in you that you are not respected and honored. Look, I'm working on the same thing in television, because
yeah.
I've got a lot of judgment about television. Well, you cannot be a part of any energy you're judging, guys. If you're in judgment, that judgment's going to create more of what you don't want. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I totally get what you're saying, and I agree with you.
No, you
I'm
don't. No,
well,
you don't, they're saying, because you're saying but. And if there's a but in there, you're not getting
okay,
it.
Then I don't agree. And what I'm trying to say is how to not be so plugged in. What you're saying makes sense intellectually, but how can that even happen when it's like getting put in a corner and put in survival mode? Like how to release the charge is what I'm asking about.
Okay, so Iris, I've taught all of you to have a love place. What is yours? Do you have one? See, you don't have one. So, guys, I'm being tough effing love here. If you don't do what the channel gives you to do, don't get frustrated that your life isn't working. It's a game that we play with ourselves. If you really want to clean it up, you got to do what they give you to do. Because, you see, right now, I could show you easily if you had a love place, which I told you all to find 5 years ago. So,
yeah, I just feel like you're yelling at me right now.
Well, no, I'm not yelling at you. But you see, darling, this is exactly the place that you need to heal, because you know I love you, Iris. You know that. This whole show is about love. But your perception of what I'm saying to you, you turn into a negative of attack.
Yeah.
And that's the part of you that is attracting, my darling, the bully at work. Because you're feeling bullied by me now.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to teach.
Okay.
Yes, I admit that my Baptist preacher comes out. But they've got a point. It's like if you're going to go to dance class and you insist on standing in first position with your toes pointed toward each other, you're never going to be a dancer. So take a minute and find a love place. Do you have a pet you love?
We can go to my mom.
What, baby?
We can go to my mom.
Okay. Yep, that's acceptable. Hold on. Everybody balance. Anybody switch. Okay. So go into the love for your mom. That would sure be easy for me to do. So just everybody go to your love place. Okay. Let's just all do it together with Iris so she feels supported and loved and honored. Okay, and go to your love place. Are you feeling that love for your mommy, honey?
Yeah, getting there. Yes,
okay.
I'm there.
Okay, good. Good, you caught yourself there. Good on you. All right, you see, you can't feel what you feel about the bully when you're in that place. You can't hold two different places at the same time. It's not possible. So the more you hold the love, the less you feel yelled at and bullied. And the less you feel that, the less you will attract those experiences. Guys, again, you dismiss love as, okay, they're saying they want to correct what I was going to say. We must redirect our concept of love into the powerful, creative force that it is. So it's not going to make any sense, Iris. And right now, you really have to direct yourself to open yourself to the possibility that this whole relationship with this person can change, or you don't care if it changes, because within you, you honor and respect yourself, and you always perceive everything in life that happens as honoring and respecting you. And then the whole perspective changes. And when the perspective changes, guys, the experience changes. All right, baby?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to let you go like that. Because I heard, okay, thank you, but that wasn't, yes, Dee, I got it. Thank you. I am going to move back into my power now. So do you want to choose that? Because I keep getting no, Iris. There's something in you that wants to continue to keep defining yourself as a victim, baby. Hold on. Sheets, book. Give me a song, darling. It's all right. Just give up. They'll give it to you.
Okay. When the saints come marching in.
Yeah, good. Okay. And the song they gave me while we were waiting is Happy Birthday. So when the saints come marching in, I'm, you know, hope to be in that number. I hope to be saved. I hope to be one of the good guys. Okay, again, can you accept that you already are? You're already there. You're already saved. You're already God. You just have to know that and claim that so that you can start experiencing that and have a new happy birthday. Because when we really define ourselves that way, guys, then we get to experience the power of the God we are. So we're going to balance that for all of us. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am directing all energy to create this with me now and consistently. And thank you. I am in gratitude for your partnership. It's done. All right. Mm-hmm. How do you feel now, baby?
That's better, that helps.
Okay. All right. I want you to play around with all this stuff now. Just treat it like an experiment, Iris, and start sending as much love for you. Start sending as much love as you can to this person and to yourself, baby. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I
love you too, and I really appreciate your bravery in hanging in here while we got through all that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you know, guys, when we do, we help each other, we help ourselves. And hello, Ann. Whoops, you didn't get there. You go. What's up?
I have a question about the little I masking as the big I am when we make demands for material things.
What's the matter with making demands for material things?
What?
I mean, we live in a material world. Of course we're going to want material things. But when I say you think that's okay, I get a no. But you don't think that about money. You asked for money. You created money. You've consistently created money. And that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I'm doing
more and more of Muji and the spiritual in it. They're talking a lot about the I am, but then they talk about the little I. And it just, I woke up this morning feeling like the little I was masking as the I am.
Okay, well, no.
Human.
The only way the little I, if I get the concept that you're talking about, the little I is another word for it is your ego, and your ego wants to keep
ego.
Well, it wants to keep you from your power. If they're teaching you, if anybody's teaching you to humble yourself and make yourself less, they're teaching you the wrong concept of I am.
Well, they go into I am nothing, I don't have to do anything, that kind of thing, you know, just the freedom.
Well,
of
I think that's bullshit, Ann. I don't know who you're talking about, but I know from my channel that anything you proclaim after you say I am, your I am presence is your creative ability, darling. And if you say I am nothing, that is what you are defining yourself as, and no wonder you're going to be more depressed.
Well,
dear God.
It's like no thing. I am God. I am no thing.
Okay, I buy that. How about I am God. I am everything?
Okay.
Because God
is
everything. He's omniscient, he's omnipresent, she, it. Okay, God is all thought and all possibility, and that's what I want to be. That's what I am, is all thought and all possibility. So I don't see how you can be all thought and possibility and be no thing.
Okay, so all thought and all possibility is good, bad, evil, and all that as well?
You bet.
Okay.
It's everything. It's energy. It's energy, Ann, and the importance, especially on this plane, is what are we going to do with that energy? That's up to us.
Okay.
And the more powerful you stand in your I am presence, the more you get to choose consistently the powerful I am experience. So you can say, I'm too fat. You can say, I am a person who loves my body. You can direct the energy any way you want to do it. Just know that that's the experience you will create in your reality. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, good question, Ann. Thank you for that. All right, we're going to Miss Mary in South Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, baby cakes.
Are you in anywhere that has light and electricity yet?
No. Yes, actually, I'm home.
Oh my God! Good. Good Lord, Mary.
Oh Lord, have mercy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Candlelight reading sucks.
You. See, look. Thank you, Thomas Edison. For saying, I am creating electricity. Dear Lord.
I had to reread. I loved it so much, Gabby's book, because I said, well, now I'm going to read it in daylight and see what happens. Oh, my God, it jumped out at me even better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much for ordering it and reading it. And Isn't it interesting how she's taking our work in a very new, updated, millennial kind of way, and yet anybody at any age can get it?
Yes.
I'm
in the possible. I'm in the course of writing a review of it.
Thank you. Out
that kind of message too, as well, because it's just dramatic how she does it. It's beautiful. It's what can I say? She does it all. She does it her way. She's not at all afraid to stick it out there. And look what happened for her. I mean, you could feel the transformation as she went through it, and it was powerful as far as I'm concerned.
And you go on the trip with her, I think, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
because I'd already been there in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, haven't we all? We all have. I had a lady write me and say, oh, my God, I read this book in 2 days, which pretty much I hear from everybody.
Yeah.
And she said, Dee, and I really think I need to divorce my husband after reading this book. She said, I have just lived a life of disrespect and dishonor for too long. And I need to find my power to love myself again. And, you know, you bet, baby.
Very
so thank you, Mary.
True. Oh,
thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much. Anything we can do for you today?
Yeah, I just got to tell you this. My husband says every time, because we're coming out to California and he's coming with me to see you at Jen's thing.
Oh, goody.
Right? Yeah, and he goes, is she going to be with? Is he going to be there with Dee? He thinks it's Dee thing, not Jen thing. He thinks it's your thing.
Well, for that hour and a half,
it's going to be
that thing. Oh, Mary, you have to write me so that we can. We'll try and make some extra time somewhere. Okay.
You got it.
But honey, I won't remember it now. I'm in the channel.
Of course.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
You betcha. I love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that just makes my heart I'm so proud of my girl. Tina in New Jersey. Whoops. Hold on. The switchboard just bounced all over the place. Tina in New Jersey, you're on.
Happy Sunday. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, darling. What can we do for you?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Yes. What do you want to know?
I wanted Spirit to let me know why did we come together and what's going on for the future.
Okay, so in relationships, and this is any relationship, you come together. Okay, so I just got a piece of information for Iris. I hope you're still on. Hang on, Tina, because it must apply to you too. Iris, you're coming together. The person that's bullying you has to learn about the harmful effects of bullying and disrespect. And you are coming together to learn to honor yourself and to see a world that honors and respects you. So when we come together in any kind of relationship, we are always dealing with the same issues, sometimes from entirely different perspectives or the other side of the coin. So we're going to a core belief for you, Miss Tina, this page here. Okay, you guys are coming together in this lifetime, and you've been together many lifetimes, by the way, working on this. You've come together in this lifetime to experience that you're both God. To experience that you are both the creators of you. And one of the ways that you are both exploring this is to know that you do not have, nor do you need, control over the other person. that what you want is I create me with my own I am presence. He creates himself with his own I am presence. And together then, we come together in our completeness. But there's a little confusion in there about if I am not able to get him to do it my way, then I'm not creating. But you can't create for another person. So you've got to look to you. He's got to look to him. You each create yourself as fully and completely as you can, and then you come together in that completion in the relationship. Do you understand?
Completely.
Okay. And that's what Iris is doing with her bully. That's even, they're saying, what Gabrielle is doing with her book and the readers. Interesting. Wow. Wait, I have to get, okay. So she has a relationship with her readers. I, as an author, have a relationship with my readers. And the writer comes together in relationship with the reader. And it completes each other. But, oh, I got it. All right. Okay. So we can't be complete. And Neil Donald Walsh talks a lot about this in Conversations with God. We have to be complete in ourselves. Like Gabrielle had to be complete in writing this book. And she also has to work with other energy to complete that experience. So you complete you, and then you work with all other energy to complete even more the experience of that completion. Do you understand?
Yes, that's amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. They just gave it to you in the clearest way, right? So I complete me, I address me, I look at what I want to create and choose it and commit to it, and then I go out and play with all other energy and all dimensions and all time-space continuums to complete me even more. Ah, it's fabulous. And that's why you came together, Ms. Tina, and look what information you brought in for everybody. Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you for that one, baby. Thank you for that one. All right, Lena, I've got 2 minutes, but I want to get you on here. What's up?
Hey, girly girl. This is completely not related to today's call, although everything does relate to me.
That's all right. Get to the question.
I'm not going to next month because I'm going to use that money for the trip to move
okay.
to another city. So I'm just putting it out to the community that I'm going to be sending, asking Jennifer to donate that money to somebody in your community who can go if they don't. Are not going, that
oh, how sweet of you.
Money.
Oh, my gosh, Lena, that's really beautiful. Thank you. I'll touch base with Jennifer about that, sweetheart.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to get that out there.
Very, very giving of you, and you know, as soon as you give, it comes back to you in great, fabulous, amazing ways. All right?
Yeah.
Many blessings, sweetheart. I'll miss
you,
but, you know, we had a great time in Florida, and you got it, so.
We did, yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, baby. I almost got through everybody, almost. I'm sorry, Rhea and Anna, I almost got to you and Maria. All right, let's come together. Really own this, okay? I am a person who I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.